happy day after summer solstice, which means, you know, summer is really here. But we've already known that in Georgia for quite a time. On to the entries. If you have any doubt, just ask any of the old members of the AA group, and they will readily tell you that since they turned their lives over to the care of God as they understand Him, many of their problems have vanished into the forgotten yesterdays. When you allow yourself to be upset over one thing, you succeed in opening the door to the coming out of hundreds of other upsetting things. Am I allowing myself to be upset over little things? Meditation for the day. I would do well not to think of the Red Sea of difficulties that lies ahead. I'm sure that when I come to that Red Sea, the waters will part and I will be given all the power I need to face and overcome any difficulties and meet what is in store for me with courage. I believe that I will pass through that Red Sea to the Promised Land, the land of the Spirit, where many souls meet in perfect comradeship. I believe that when that time comes, I will be freed of all the dross of material things and find peace. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may face the future with courage. I pray that I may be given strength to face both life and death fearlessly. Work histories. Just as we have relationship histories, most of us have work histories. Just as we have a present circumstance to accept and deal with in our relationship life, we have a present circumstance to deal with and accept in our work life. Just as we develop a healthy attitude toward our relationship history, one that will help us learn and move forward, we can develop a healthy attitude toward our work history. I have worked many jobs in my life since I was 11 years old. Just as I have learned many things about myself through my relationships, I have learned many lessons through my work. Often these lessons run parallel to the lessons I'm learning in other areas of my life. I have worked at jobs I hated, but was temporarily dependent on. I have gotten stuck in jobs because I was afraid to strike out on my own and find my next set of circumstances. I have been in some jobs to develop skills. Sometimes I didn't know I was developing those skills until later on when they became an important part of my career choice. I have worked at jobs where I have felt victimized, where I felt like I gave and received nothing in return. I have been in relationships where I manufactured similar feelings. I have worked at some jobs that have taught me what I absolutely didn't want. Others sparked me in an idea of what I really did want and deserve in my career. Some of my jobs have helped me develop character. Others have helped me fine-tune skills. They have all been a place to practice recovery behaviors. Just as I have had to deal with my feelings and messages about myself in relationships, I've had to deal with my feelings and messages about myself and what I believed I deserved at work. Just as I have needed to clear the wreckage of feelings about past relationships, I have needed to finish my business with jobs and career. I have been through two major career changes in my life. I learned that neither career was a mistake and no job was wasted time. I have learned something about each job, and my work history has helped create who I am. I don't agree on that one, but okay, this is her. I learned something else. There was a plan, and I was being led. Now that part I agree with. More, I trusted my instincts, what I wanted, and what felt right. The more I felt that I was being led, the more I refused to lose my soul to a job and work at it because I wanted to and not for the paycheck, the less victimized I felt by any career, even those jobs that paid a meager salary. The more I set goals and took responsibility for achieving the career I wanted, the more I could decide whether a particular job fit into that scheme of things. I could understand why I was working at a particular job and how that was going to benefit me. There are times I have panicked at work about where I was in my employment history. Panic never helped. Trust and working my program did. There were times I looked around and wondered why I was where I was. There were times people thought I should be someplace different. But when I looked into myself and at God, I knew I was at the right place for the moment. There were times I didn't get the promotion I wanted. There were times I refused a promotion because it didn't feel right. There were times I have had to quit a job and walk away in order to be true to myself. I agree with that wholeheartedly, and I have done that before. Sometimes that was frightening.
Agreed.
Sometimes I felt like a failure.
Well, others thought so. I don't know if I feel like a failure.
But I learned this. If I was working my program and true to myself, I never had to fear where I was being led. There have been times I couldn't survive on the small amount of money I was receiving. Instead of bringing that issue to a particular employer and making it his or her fault, I've had to learn to bring the issue to myself and my higher power. I've learned I'm responsible for setting my boundaries and establishing what I believe I deserve. I've also learned God, not a particular employer, is my source of guidance. I've learned that I'm not stuck or trapped in a job no more than I am in a relationship. I have choices. I may not be able to see them clearly right now, but I do have choices. I've learned that if I really want to take care of myself in a particular way on a job, I will do that. And if I really want to be victimized by a job, I will allow that to happen too. And it may even seem like I'm being victimized, but it's all in the attitude and also the mission for why I'm there. But again, that's not in this book. Above all else, I've learned to accept and trust my present circumstances at work. That does not mean to submit. It does not mean to forego boundaries. It means to trust, accept, then take care of myself the best I'm able to in any given day. God, help me bring my recovery behaviors to my career affairs. Modern Mystics. Vicki Austin is the narrator. After breakfast, I read to Grandfather. A lot of what I read was over my head because somewhat unexpectedly, he asked me to read the works of scientists, mostly cellular biologists or astrophysicists. Grandfather, I didn't know you were interested in science. I'm interested in everything, he said gently, but I want the scientists right now because they are the modern mystics, much more than the theologians. So we read about mitochondria, and we read about black holes, those weird phenomena which follow the death of a giant star. I found myself nearly as fascinated as Grandfather obviously was. When a giant star dies, there's what one article called a catastrophic gravitational collapse. The extraordinary thing is that the star collapsed so totally that it actually collapses itself out of existence and becomes what mathematicians call a singularity. How can you take an enormous mass and shrink it down to nothing? But this nothing isn't really nothing. Its gravity is so great that nothing can escape it. And if you went through a black hole, you might find yourself in a completely different time or even a different universe. And this isn't science fiction. I began to see what Grandfather meant about the scientists being mystics.